grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
It seems as if this great European mission that you've inaugurated is coming to a grinding halt. It's only made it happen. God did something. There's an earthquake. Your chains fall off. The door of the prison is open. The man keeping the prison thinks you've escaped, but you say, no, I haven't. What must I do to be saved? And then immediately he takes you to his home. You proclaim to him and to the family the Lord Jesus Christ. You give them a quick confirmation lesson. You baptize the entire family. They receive you. They dress your wounds. They give you a meal. And lo and behold, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you go back to the jail. And you've experienced things that you didn't expect to happen before. You thought the mission came to a grinding halt. And all of a sudden, God said, I got that mission moving, and I'm going to keep it moving.
I wonder what St. Paul thought as he fell asleep then early that morning. We cannot decide what he thought, and I guess that we're really not serving anything by trying to decide what he was thinking about as he fell asleep. But I know pretty well what I would have thought about after some events like that. I probably would have rolled over and said to my wife, Diana, I said, we had quite a night tonight. I think we'll play golf tomorrow morning. I just added 5 or 6 members to the congregation. That's going to look great on the statistical yearbook if I don't do anything for the next month. I just hope that the earthquake didn't mess up the golf course too much. You know the feeling, after a high point in the ministry, there comes an automatic low spot. Maybe you've had that same experience. You preached a tremendous sermon in your fieldwork church. You led the most stimulating Bible class those parishioners ever went through. And you go home and you say, let's take it a little bit easy tomorrow. Maybe I'll just study a little church history and let it go at that. That's the way I would think, and I guess you would think that way too. And we don't know what St. Paul thought when he fell asleep early that morning. It really doesn't matter what Paul thought, and it really doesn't matter what I think or you think, because God had decided long ago that he was going to keep the mission moving. So when Paul and Silas fell asleep, they had barely gotten to sleep when the jailer came, and he woke them up and he said, the authorities are here, they want you to leave. And Paul woke up enough to say, wait a minute, you don't do that to a Roman citizen. I need an apology from the higher up. And so they came and they apologized to him. And what happened? Paul left town. But he left the town of Philippi like a conquering Roman general. All the local officials apologized for the way they treated the apostle. And he went on. He went on to Thessalonica, where he continued to tell people about the way of the Lord. Maybe when you and I have a high spot in ministry, we decide we're going to lay low for a day or 2 or 3. Maybe even St. Paul thought that way, but God says, no, even on the morning after a great conversion, we're going to keep the mission going. And why not? It's his mission. He is the one that's going to keep it going. He owns it, he pushes it, he brings it through to its final completion. It could be that way. It is that way. Now, some of you may know that I kind of lead in existence like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Part of the time I'm a parish pastor over in Southern Illinois, and part of the time I'm past here. I'm really not sure which is Jekyll and which is Hyde. But as I look at ourselves, parish pastors, class, students alike, sometimes strikes me that we think that God's mission is going to come to a grinding halt if we're not out there our own selves converting somebody. The mission is going to come to a grinding halt when we are turned down with something we have to do that does not seem to be mission and ministry. Well, why do I have to sit here this morning filling out these forms to the synod and district? I'd rather be out making calls on people, bringing them to the Lord Jesus. Why do I have to be turned down studying Hebrew and Greek versatile? I'd rather be out doing work in my field work first. Why do I have to be reading Cephas? Why do I have to be reading Lutheran history? Why do I have to be turned down with these irrelevant studies? I'd rather be out proving the world to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way we think. We're trying to think mission, nothing's happening. Well, it isn't that way. The mission does not belong to you. The mission does not belong to me. It's this. He ends it, and he sees it through to its final completion. You see, sir, think back to the Garden of Eden. Were you there when God inaugurated the mission? Were you there when he said he was going to send us a Savior from sin? Don't think you were, not even ready to save you. But God began the mission all on his own. He carried the mission through in the land of Israel when he delivered the children of Israel from bondage. Were you there at the Red Sea? Were you there in the wilderness? Were you there when they crossed the Jordan? All figures of the salvation we have in Christ through Jesus Christ. You weren't there. I wasn't there either. And like the hymn says, will you go and the nails him to the tree? I don't think so. And yet that moment was the great moment in God's mission. That was the moment when it rubber really hit the world. The death for your sins and the resurrection to life everlasting. Will you go? You weren't there in body, although you were there in that loving mind of the Savior who carried out the mission on your behalf. Were you there? Were you there when the mission spread from Jerusalem to Samaria to Galilee to the ends of the world? Were you there when God set the agenda and God decided there was going to be persecution and that would spread the first disciples out? Were you there on the Damascus Road when God upset Saint Paul's plans and made him a missionary, when he literally changed his agenda? You weren't there. And with a clear mission, begun, executed, and brought to final accomplishment by God, had you as object. And one glorious thing that happened, that he called you through holy baptism. He gathered you into the church. He enlightened you with the gift of the Spirit. He called you by name, and he said, now you receive the mission that I'm setting out to save you. His mission, not yours, not mine, yours. You must admit that this is a great source of comfort and strength to me in my own congregational ministry. Not my mission. I don't set the agenda for what goes on in my congregation. He sets it. When I look back at my years in the ministry, I see that he presented me with opportunities I never dreamed possible. The same way with St. Paul. St. Paul didn't plan the agenda for that exciting event in Philippi. He didn't say, tomorrow we're going to have an earthquake, tomorrow we're going to have a conversion, and then we're going to go out of town like something for this. He just set the agenda. He just set the schedule for ministry and for his mission. It will be the same way with you. I guarantee you that as you move through the years of your life and ministry, God is going to use you in ways you cannot begin to imagine. And then when you reflect back on what you have done through the years, God will have used you in his mission in ways that you're not even aware of. That's the way it is. God keeps the mission moving. He kept it moving with Paul and Silas, even when it seemed that it comes to a drowning heart, and he's going to keep it moving for you. The thing for you to do now is to let God set the schedule. Don't run around saying, I wish I wasn't sitting down by these Greek and Hebrew worship words by people, et cetera, et cetera. He's using you now. He's using you in his mission. First child became to your journey. His mission? He's going to accomplish it. The great joy is that he invites you and me to come along for the ride and to help. And I pray that you will not obstruct the mission, but rather open your life and open your daily schedules to the mission he puts before you. Amen. The peace of God will pass with all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.